Ms. Lessard, you are unmuted and willing to continue.
I am. So overall, there are 38 proposed conditions on this draft, in this draft order. And I need to be clear that it makes sure that I understand the parameters of all those 38 conditions. It's my understanding that conditions that cite the need for review and approval of the department are conditions of compliance that bring with them the ability for public input and comment and appeal. Is that correct?
So we, if it says review and approval, you are correct that the is an application that gets filed with the department, and we review it, and an order is issued finding that the condition's satisfied, finding that the condition satisfied in part. Sometimes we might have a condition compliance application that's where now a permittee says, hey, we meet conditions 1, 2, 3, and 4. And we might say, well, you meet 1, 2, and 3, but not 4. Or we could, you know, deny the, find that they haven't satisfactorily addressed the condition. And certainly that can be appealed to the department. I think Ms. Benzinger commented previously that these condition compliance applications are sometimes subject to, well, the public always can comment on them. My understanding is that condition compliance applications aren't governed by Chapter 2 of our rules, sort of like a minor revision application. But I think it's, in talking with staff, it's fairly common practice on, I'll call it bigger ticket condition compliance applications, where there's been a contested proceeding that parties to that are given an opportunity to comment.
Ms. Benzinger, I think, wishes to jump in too.
Yeah, and Mr. Livesey is right, and I think he's referring to the more ordinary types of applications. But if I might take a minute, we are, when you have a board proceeding and you've had a public hearing on an application, as the board has here, in Chapter 3, Section 30, your rule provides the following. Any licensee receiving approval following a hearing must provide notice to all parties of the filing of any departments, any documents with the department indicating A, actions to comply with conditions contained in the license that require department review and approval. So that addresses your question. So all parties have to get notice of condition compliance applications and filings. But also, just out of interest, any proposals to amend a license when such a proposal was not part of the original decision within 1 year of the decision or the project start date, whichever is later, and any proposals to amend a license within regarding an issue that was the subject of an appeal, if this is approved and there is an appeal, when the proposal is submitted within 3 years of the decision. So there is a continuing transparency on a number of levels, and in particular for condition compliance.
Okay, I'm not trying to monopolize here, but I want to be clear on what this proposal involves. And the reason I ask that is, of the 38 items, 12 of them are identified with review and approval for the department, which means that an application is made, an order is issued, it's allowed, it's sent out for public review. What options exist for public input on that beyond just you can look at it. If these 12 items all have an application and they all have an order and they all are sent out to all of the parties, if it's not subject to Chapter 2, are you saying that they're not subject to any appeal provisions? What is the, you understand why I'm confused about
this? Yes.
Because they can appeal.
Yeah. They can,
so appeal. They can appeal to the board.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. And they would be, since they get notice when it is filed, the parties do, they would be able to submit information. They would see what is filed and they would be able to submit information contesting what was filed.
But right. But theoretically, these 12 items could result in, from one side or another, 12 additional appeals.
Correct.